Welcome to the Success Mastery Course, Level 5. This is very, very exciting to be able to share with you information. Much of this information has never been released before outside of very elite groups of people. This lesson, Lesson 5 or Level 5 of the Success Mastery Course, as is all lessons, is designed to take you to another level of being able to manifest your dreams, goals, and desires. The Global Information Network is designed to help you achieve your dreams, help you be happier, help you feel more secure, feel more centered, be more certain, be in control of your life, be the master of your own destiny. It's designed to release your abilities. This step in the process is going to take you to another level. And I'm very excited to be presenting this information. The first thing that I want to share is a reiteration of where this information comes from. Up until now, there has never been a systematic, codified approach teaching a person from level 1 all the way up through level 12 on how to release their abilities, on how to be able to have, be, and do anything and everything you want. All the material in the Global Information Network Success Mastery Course, level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4, this level 5, all the way up through level 12, has been put together by the Jinn Council. None of us were trained the way you are being trained. The way that we learned this information was over years and years and years. We were given the information based on what we needed at the time and what our level was of acceptance at the time. This information was passed on generationally, and it was passed on through books, which were never published to the general public. It was passed on through verbal communication, one person to another. It was passed on in meeting situation, where a person would present the information to a group at the same time. And it was discovered by each person as they went through their life. They would make their own discoveries. I myself made my own discoveries. These were not new discoveries. This was information that was already there, but I had to discover on my own when it was right for me. We, the council, will then go to our uncles, we call them, our mentors, our seniors, if you will, our sponsors, if you will. And we would say, I made this discovery. And we would share that. This was a discovery that was already known by our senior, our mentor, our uncle, our upline, if you will, our sponsors. And when we would share that, they would be very happy that we came to this conclusion. The council, myself included, have decided to put all this information in a systematic course. And as we teach one lesson, we look at the individuals, you, who have gone through that lesson, and we monitor your results on many, many levels. This then allows us to determine what we feel is the information that should be shared at the next level. We, in effect, have all the information sitting here, and we are figuring out, because this is the first time it's ever happened, figuring out when we should put this information in what order we should put it in, and in what method we should put it in, so that you get it, you understand it, you comprehend it, and you can apply it. And therefore, you get results. And this is very, very exciting to see this happen in real life. The level one training of the Success Mastery Course has created enormous, almost 100% success rate, which means those who've gone through level one training, virtually 100% with rare exception, have loved the training and have improved the quality of their life. Their ability to confront information has gone up. Their ability to create what they want in their life has gone up. Their ability to accept responsibility for everything in their life has gone up dramatically. After a person went through level one, their ability to realize that they alone are the creator of all good and bad in their life. So the success rate of that first level of training has been amazing. Same thing with level two, level three, and level four. With rare exception, virtually all the people that have gone through the various levels have seen dramatic improvements in their life. Their happiness, their ability to confront information, their ability to take responsibility, the understanding that if something is not going right, they can change it. Plus, they know how to change it. So the conditions of the people who've gone through level one, level two, level three, and level four, the conditions in your life generally, virtually almost 100%, has gone up dramatically. This is a huge victory for us on the council because we're doing something that up until now has never been done before. And it's very exciting that you are listening to this, and it's exciting for us because we get to see the results of this material and this training. As you know, there are two sides of the training balance scale. The first side is the why, the thinking, the thoughts, the vibration, the dream. The second side is the how. It's the techniques, the skills, the methods, the strategies, the doing. We say that the most important side is the thoughts. Without the proper thinking, if you know every skill and technique, you will not get any results. If your thinking is correct, even if you know zero skills and techniques, you will still get results. However, the first thing I want you to understand is when you get your thinking right and when you know and apply the proper techniques, you get exponential success. So the first thing that you need to know, and this will be on the test. So as you're listening to this, you can think this is going to be one of the questions on the test. The first thing you need to know is that the training balance scale, the thinking part, is more important than the doing. But the key here is this. When your thinking is right and you do the right things, you get an exponential success rate. When your thinking is right and you do the right things, you get an exponential success rate. When your thinking is right and you do the right things, you get an exponential success rate. That's key. It's very important that you understand that. The next concept that I want to talk about is a little bit of energy. On this level of the Success Mastery course, level five, I'm going to start with solidifying some information on the thinking. And then I will go and start teaching you some specific important techniques and skills. If you go through level one, level two, level three, and level four, virtually all of the training there is on the thinking process. If you can take the level four test, the multiple choice test, and if you can score 100% with ease, if you instantly know the correct answer, your thinking then is very, very good. If you can take the level four test and quickly, effortlessly, and easily do the fill-in-the-blank test, then you are really at unconscious competence. That is a very important part of this training. That level 4 test, your objective, your goal, is to be able to go through the level 4 fill-in-the-blank test and instantly, effortlessly know the answers. That means your thinking is right. And as you go through the training, we will always be referring to the level 4 test. Taking that test on a regular basis is one of the most important things you can do. And I would encourage you, for the rest of your life, plan once a month or whenever you feel is correct. Some people are fanatical and they want to do it once a week. Some people do it once every 3 months or every 2 months, or they have no schedule at all. They just do it when they feel like they need it. But sitting down for 3 hours or 4 hours and taking the level 4 fill-in-the-blank test is going to give you more benefits than you could ever imagine. At this level, I think you're going to understand the reasons why. So at this level of training, we're going to work on some energetic or thought process issues, and then we're going to teach you some very specific skills. The first thing we want to talk about when it comes to energy is I want you to consider the power of the unseen. Remember, everything is energy. Everything is energy. Energy is matter. It has physical mass. Although it is so small, we have no technology today created by humans on planet Earth that can monitor or see energy. That will change over the next few years. Devices do exist where energy can be monitored right now. They do exist. Devices, machines, technologies do exist that can monitor energy or frequency. However, you won't hear about this in the mainstream for quite a while, but they do exist right now. And we do have access to them and have had access to them for quite a while. So I want you to consider energy, and I want you to again to understand what energy is. Think about some pretty interesting things. Let's think about animals in the wild and what they can do. You can see the evidence that there are unseen forces at work every single day that goes beyond human or scientific comprehension. For example, smells. Animals in the wild, many of them, have very sensitive, highly developed senses of smell. They can smell things that humans cannot. As a matter of fact, they can smell things that cannot be detected by any scientific instrument. Many animals have a sense of smell that goes beyond human comprehension. Scientists know that there are smells that are not picked up by any device, any scientific device, that you cannot note or feel or sense or be able to say, yes, I smell this. But they affect the chemicals or the chemistry in the physical body of a human being. Pheromones is one of these. All human beings emit a fragrance called pheromones. This is a smell. Generally, it's a sexual attractant smell. It's also in the wild. However, you can't detect with your nose pheromones, but on a subconscious level, your body does and chemically reacts. This now we know scientifically is the chemical reaction of sexual attraction between people. Two people meet each other, both of them are putting off pheromones, and it just so happens that the male pheromones are exactly what excites the particular female that he meets. And that female emits pheromones that is the exact match or close to it that excites the male. And when a woman and a man meet each other for the very first time, if there's that chemical connection, they have what they call instant sexual chemistry. So smells exist in the wild. And look at all of the animals that can smell things for miles. Their sense of smell. Bears can smell for miles the slightest hint of food. Sharks in the water can smell for miles. When there's some blood in the water, miles away, they can pick up that sense. Smell is one. Also, animals like bats and birds use virtually a sonar system and systems that science can't even understand. They travel around the world, they navigate, they don't hit things when they're flying at night, because they have sophisticated sonar systems that science can't even comprehend. They're using energy to determine what items are in front of them and where they should fly. Instantaneously, so quickly, that it's beyond human comprehension. They also migrate using the electromagnetic fields around Earth, which again, completely is beyond, quote, scientific explanation. They're using energy. Salmon. Science cannot explain how a salmon will swim for miles and go back to the place where they were born so they can spawn. It baffles scientists how this animal has the ability to know exactly how to get back to, and in some cases hundreds or thousands of miles, back to their original spawning ground. It baffles science. It doesn't baffle me or members of the council, because we understand all these animals are doing is they're tied into the energetic fields, which is how they navigate. Snakes have a tongue, which when the tongue goes out in a nanosecond, picks up chemicals in the air. These chemicals are from smells. They pick up vibrations on the earth, which cannot be detected by any scientific instrument. The chemicals in the air cannot be detected by any scientific instrument, but the snake can pick them up, and they know exactly where the mouse is or where their food is or where there's danger. Whales and dolphins use these sophisticated systems which tie into energy. Sound. Dog whistles have been known for years. Dogs can hear that sound, but that sound is above human comprehension. The point here is I want you to understand that energy is real. It's right before our eyes. It's not hocus pocus. It's not science fiction. It's not something that is just new agey. It's right before your eyes. Science can't explain many of these things, but it's there and it's real. The reason this is so important that you understand is from here forward, we are going to be talking about some things that may be beyond your comprehension, but if you understand that the possibility of what I'm about to tell you is real, that will help you. You don't have to believe everything I say, but you should say, that's a possibility. So I'm giving you some references to look at to think, if this stuff is real, if bats can navigate at night, using energy and sonar, if birds can fly around the world and migrate perfectly by using energy and electromagnetic lines, if salmon can somehow, using energy, get back to their spawning ground, if snakes can use their tongue and pick up chemicals in the air that no scientific instrument can read, but it's certainly there, If whales and dolphins can navigate, if dogs and different animals can hear sounds that are beyond human ability to perceive, and even scientific instruments in many cases can't pick up these sounds, then maybe there's some reality to this. Maybe there's something real to this. Consider when you see a bird, like an eagle or a hawk. The eagle or the hawk is flying very, very high and looking down at the lake. They see the water and they see a fish swimming. The fish is not just sitting there. The fish is swimming. The eagle doesn't know which direction the fish is going to go. But the eagle comes down and has the ability to know the future movements of the fish because it strikes not where the fish is, but where the fish is going. How can the eagle know where the fish is going? Because the fish is emitting frequencies in advance of its movements. The eagle has the ability to pick up those frequencies and therefore knows where the fish is going in advance. This happens all throughout the wild when a bear goes and gets a salmon in the water. It is amazing when you see right before your very eyes how energy works and how it relates to our universe. The abilities of animals alone should blow your mind and give you the understanding that there are some possibilities that are beyond your comprehension. Now, do you have to understand all of these concepts? No. Should you try to understand? Not necessarily. Many of you, when you hear these concepts, spend so much time, so much effort, so much energy trying to understand it that you just don't use it and get the benefits. Think about it. You get a brand new car. Do you understand how the combustion engine works? Do you understand how the ignition works and how the fuel mixes with air and the spark plugs or the fuel injection system and how it creates power and how it runs and how it transfers that power to the crankcase and the transmission and how that transfers the power to the wheels? Do you have any idea how this works? Maybe you have a general idea, but do you really know how it works? No. But do you still drive your car and get the benefits of your car? Yes. Do you understand how electricity gets from some power plant someplace magically to your home so when you turn on your lights, the light goes on? Do you really understand how electricity works? Do you know the difference between DC and AC current? Probably not. Do you know who invented them? Probably not. Think about it. There's technology. You look at a computer. Some of you have iPods or iPads or laptop computers. Do you have any comprehension of how that technology works? No, you don't. It's impossible, quite frankly. It's beyond anybody's comprehension. But you still use it and get the full benefits from it. So same thing here. You don't have to comprehend it. And if you spend all your time trying to comprehend it, you'll miss out on the wonderful opportunities that lie before you. Next point. And this is very important. I want to go through now some of the important new information about energy and you. Number one, these are things for you to consider, by the way. If you don't 100% believe it for different reasons, that's perfectly okay. You don't have to believe anything I say. You don't have to 100% concur with anything I say. You don't have to buy into anything I say. Just consider it as an opinion. Some of you, this will resonate with and say, this answers many of my questions. Now I get it. But it doesn't matter. You can still get the benefits from this material, whether you 100% believe this or not. So here are some things to consider. Number one, on planet Earth here, all of you listening, have a physical body. I think we can all agree to that. We all have a physical body. This physical body comes from the bloodline. It comes from your parents, your mother and father, and their parents, your grandparents, on your mother's side and father's side. And it traces all the way back. This is a bloodline. The reason that your body is dark-skinned or light-skinned, the reason that your eyes are slanted or round, the reason that you have blue eyes or black eyes or brown eyes or hazel eyes, the reason that you have black hair or blonde hair or red hair, the reason you have kinky hair, straight hair, wavy hair, or no hair, the reason you are big-boned or small in stature, the reason why you're 6'1" or 5'2", the reason why you have a certain body shape, you have long fingers, short, stubby fingers, you have women small breasts or big breasts, men small feet or big feet. I won't go into other areas. The reason you have differences in your body is because of your bloodline and your genetics. We can all probably agree to that. If two Africans who are black have a child, there's a pretty good chance that child's going to be black. If two Norwegians who are blonde, blue eyes have a child, there's a good chance their child's going to be blonde, blue eyes, because the DNA structure comes from the parents, which come from the grandparents and so forth, and you have a lineage there. The DNA of the physical body creates the body. Now, that's number one. The DNA, which comes from your parents and grandparents, creates your body. Everyone's DNA vibrates and sends out a constant frequency. With me so far. Next, in your physical body, you have a brain. This brain also can do something different. It can transmit a frequency based on what you think. So your DNA vibrates 24/7. And it's the same from when you're born. That's who you are. That's your physical body DNA. Your brain, however, can send out different frequencies based on your command. This is why we say your wish is your command, because you have the ability to command the frequency broadcast from your brain. When you broadcast the frequency from your brain, that frequency is infinitely more powerful than the DNA vibration that you're vibrating 24/7. So that's number one. Number two, the DNA vibration that you have can be altered. The DNA in your physical body, that vibration can be altered. Now remember, that DNA vibration vibrates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That DNA vibration creates your blue eyes as opposed to brown eyes, creates your 6'1" as opposed to 5'2", et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The physical attributes that you have. That DNA vibration also, because it is vibrating 24/7, does 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, attract certain things based on its frequency. There are no good and bad frequencies in a person's DNA. But there are what we call predisposed frequencies. Some religious groups say God has a plan for you. You have a predestined plan. Well, this is partially true because when you're born, your DNA is vibrating at a frequency 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which means you are predestined to go and attract a certain thing or things in your life for your whole life. However, that DNA frequency can be altered slightly. It can't be right now. There hasn't been a person who can change that DNA frequency so that your blue eyes magically become black and your black skin becomes white, or your white skin becomes yellow, or your yellow skin becomes brown. Theoretically, that's possible, but that hasn't happened yet. But the DNA frequency can be altered. Now, through bloodline, certain bloodlines have frequencies that attract fame. Certain bloodlines have frequencies that attract power and control. Certain bloodlines have frequencies that attract luck. Certain bloodlines have frequencies that attract wealth or material things. Some bloodlines have frequencies that attract other things in a person's life. Chaos, misery, calamities, disasters. So you were born with a certain predisposition. However, remember the most important thing. You have a brain as well. And whatever your predisposition of your DNA frequency is, whatever that is, that can be slightly changed. But more importantly than that, your brain can counteract anything your DNA frequency is doing, because your brain's broadcast of frequency is infinitely more powerful than your DNA 24/7 frequency. So this is the good news, and this is the reality. Next, your brain also has a certain wiring. This is important. Everyone is different. Everyone's DNA vibrates 24/7 differently. Everyone has the ability to broadcast whatever frequency they want. But everyone's brain is wired differently. What this means is this. This means some people have a wiring in their brain that makes it very easy for them to play the piano. Some people's wiring makes it very easy for them to talk and communicate. Some people's wiring in the brain makes it very easy for them to write a novel. Some people's wiring in the brain makes it very easy for them to build something with their hands, metalwork, pottery, carpentry. Some people's wiring makes it easy for them to paint or do some artistic endeavor. Some people's brain wiring makes it easy for them to do something physical, maybe dance or be athletic. Some people's brain wiring makes their physical body capable of doing things muscularly. They have great strength, great balance, great agility. Everyone's brain wiring is different. Some people's brain wiring makes it easy for them to look at complex mathematical equations and be able to just figure it out in their head. They can just see everything quickly. Some people have great ability to understand literature. Some people's brain wiring makes it easy for them to learn new languages. Everyone has a different brain wiring. Some people's brain wiring makes it easy for them to look at complex moves or events and be able to see what the outcomes will be. A chess player, for example, can look at a chessboard. And I was playing with a master chess player, and I moved, he moved. There must have been 3-4 moves on each one of us. That was it, 3 or 4 moves. And he looked at me and he said, "You lost, it's over." He says, "It'll take maybe 2 hours if you play perfect." He says, "Which obviously you're not. But if you played perfect from here on end, you still can't win." He says, "Because I will play perfect, I'll make every correct move. And if you play perfect, I will play perfect, and 2 hours from now, you lose. It's impossible for you to win. The only way you can win is if I mess up big time, and I'm not. I'm a master chess player." He goes, "The game is over." And I'm like, I said, "How do you know that?" Because his brain understands all the moves. A general in an army like General Patton, General Montgomery, General Bradley, many of these generals could look at battlefields or battle plans, and they would just instantly know whether it would work or whether it wouldn't work. Other generals would look and go, "Of course that'll work." I remember in the Second World War when Montgomery and Eisenhower and Bradley got together planning the invasion of Normandy. One of the parts of the battle plan was that Montgomery would land in Normandy and move his army to the city of Caen in France. And he was supposed to get to Caen and take the city of Caen one day after the landing. General Eisenhower, General Bradley, General Montgomery all said that was easily doable. That was an objective that could be hit, and it was a very important and significant part of their battle plan. If that didn't happen, they had big problems. But they all concurred that it was an easy target and objective to reach. General Patton, who was the genius of strategy and had the brain wiring to be, quote, psychic, he looked at that and instantly says, that's impossible. Montgomery won't get there for 2 weeks, at the earliest 2 weeks. And they all laughed at Patton and said, you're wrong. He'll get there in one day. He said, no, 2 weeks. They weren't even close. Three brilliant generals said he'd get there in one day. Patton said, no, it'll take at least 2 weeks. It took him 3 weeks. Actually, it took him a month to get to Caen. Patton was right. He had that unique ability because that's how his brain was wired. During the famous Battle of the Bulge, which was really the Ardennes offensive, when the Germans made their last winter offensive into the Ardennes forest and put a big bulge in the Allied front line, the Germans had surrounded the city of Bastogne, the town of Bastogne in Luxembourg. 101st Airborne Division were trapped. This was a key town for the Germans to get so they could get to Antwerp and the oil and the port to split the line of the Allies. This was a huge, huge offensive and a huge battle. General Patton had an army that was going straight east. The generals got together, Montgomery, Eisenhower, Patton, and several others. And Ike said, we need to get somebody to rescue or relieve the 101st Airborne Division in Bastogne. Montgomery was the closest. He said, I can't get there for several weeks. None of the other generals who were involved in battles said that they could get there. They all looked at their logistics. They looked at what it would take to move armies, and they looked at the weather. They looked at the roads. They looked at their supply lines, and they all concurred that none of them could get there for weeks. General Patton said, I can attack with 2 divisions in 48 hours. He was 100 miles away. He was the farthest army away from Bastogne. He was involved in the biggest fight of all the armies, a full-out offensive against the Germans heading straight east. He had to turn his army 180 degrees, come out of a fight, come out of an offensive, turn his army 180 degrees in snowy, wintry weather, go 100 miles. That means his army couldn't sleep or eat or rest. And he said, I can attack with 2 divisions. All the generals laughed and said, you're being unrealistic. He said, no, this can be done, and we will do it. And his armies attacked, the armored divisions of his armies attacked within 48 hours and broke through the German line. How could he see what nobody else could see? The answer is his brain was wired differently. So the point that I'm trying to make here is this. We all have a physical body. Everybody's physical body has a DNA. That DNA determines what your physical body looks like, how many muscles you have, if you're skinny, if your metabolism's high, if you have black hair, kinky hair, what color your skin is, what color your eyes are, your height, etc. That DNA also, because it's vibrating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, generally attracts into your life certain things. You're just born that way. And some people are lucky they attract luck. Some attract calamity and catastrophe and poverty. And everybody attracts something different. But that vibration, which is vibrating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, attracting things, number one, can be slightly altered. And number two, your brain can create and send out any frequency you command it to do. So I'm giving you the basics here first to make sure you understand. Next, everyone's brain is wired different. So we have three things to consider. We have the DNA vibration. Your brain can transmit any frequency it wants. And your brain is wired different. Okay. Now, let's take it one more step. You have a DNA, which can be changed. You have a brain, which can broadcast any frequency it wants. Your brain is wired differently. Everyone has a different wired brain. Here is the key. If your DNA is vibrating, let's say, poverty, and you are transmitting with your brain, I want a Rolls Royce, and your brain is wired not for business, let's say, and you're broadcasting, I want a Rolls Royce and I'm going to start my own company, you have what's called incongruency. The frequency that you're sending out with your brain is not matching the frequency of your DNA, and it's not matching your brain wiring. You don't have harmony. That means you're going to have doubt. And that doubt stops what you want from coming into your life. The key here is, number one, let's slightly change the DNA frequency. Number two, have self-awareness of how our brain is wired so that we can broadcast something that is congruent with who we are, how our brain is wired, and congruent with our DNA frequency. And when those things are congruent, that's when you get into the sweet spot that we talked about in previous levels. That sweet spot is when you are focusing on what you want. That means you're broadcasting or sending out that frequency for what you want. It excites you, but you absolutely 100% believe that you can achieve it, and you feel great when you think about it. That's really the definition of being in the sweet spot. When you're broadcasting something that's congruent frequency-wise with your DNA and your brain wiring. And there's a couple other elements of this puzzle as well. So I want to make sure you understand that basic concept. So basic concept, we have physical body. Our body has DNA. That DNA creates our physical body. It also broadcasts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and broadcasts certain things. That DNA frequency can change. When you go through the Success Mastery course, level 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you take that test, you're changing your DNA vibration just slightly to create abundance, to create whatever you want. Your DNA vibration is changing to a different level, the level of the blue bloods, if you will, or the controlling power elite class. Your ability to create what you want because your vibration at the DNA level has been changed by going through those levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. So that's already happening. That's why taking that level 4 test over and over again and knowing that material down is so vitally important, because it will keep that DNA changed. And once you change it, it's changed permanently, but you still have to work with it. Just like if you lose a lot of weight or go to the gym and change your physical body, if you don't continue, at least with some maintenance, your body's just going to get fat and puffy and you're going to gain weight. You're going to lose that muscle and muscle tone, and you're going to lose that body shape that you wanted. Your mind, if you're not mentally stimulating your mind, let's say you were brilliant in school, but you haven't read a lot, you haven't done math problems a lot, you get a little rusty. If you're playing sports, if you don't play sports for a while, you get rusty. So same thing, your DNA can get a little rusty unless you're actively engaged in it through spaced repetition of listening to audios every day, reading books every day, going to functions and meetings every day, and developing relationships. And thinking about it, you become what you think about most of the time. So you kind of see how the whole package of the Global Information Network Club is, when you're engaged in it, the ultimate success program, because it's hitting all the elements that are required, and nothing else out there comes close to what we're doing here. Okay, so we have that physical body, which has a brain. Now let's take the next level. The next level is, I said you have a physical body. I didn't say you are a physical body. I said you have a physical body. So here's something for you to consider. Again, some people may not believe this, but that's okay. I'm just giving you something to consider. Who are you? Consider that you are a spiritual being. Consider that you are a spiritual being that lives in your body. And when your body dies, you don't. You just move on. You leave your physical body. You don't vaporize and vanish, but you are a spiritual being. Your body is just the vessel that you're inhabiting on this planet for this time period. What is a spiritual being? Now that sounds metaphysical. It's like, ooh, spiritual. So let's use a different word. You are energy. That's another way of saying you are a spiritual being. You are just energy. It's held together and it is a specific amount. You being energy, energy having mass means energy has weight. Energy does, although be it infinitely small amounts. But you are an energy being. You are pure energy. It has weight. Researchers back in 1907 did some controversial research with people who were dying. These individuals who were dying were being weighed. And at the moment of death, when their physical body ceased operating, the heart stopped, the breathing stopped, the brain function stopped, when the person died, the researchers noticed that a certain amount of weight left the body. The person got lighter. They came up with an arbitrary number called 21 grams, which is arbitrary. Some people lost 1 gram, some people lost 50 grams, some people lost 0 grams, but it appeared to be, based on the research, and this is 1907, they didn't have the most accurate scales at the time. But in all new research, which has been suppressed, the fact of the matter is people who die lose weight. And the fact is they don't lose 21 grams. They lose a varying amount of weight. But everyone loses weight. Scientific community tries to deny this, but this research goes back to 1907. So if you were to take a person who's dying, they're on their deathbed, and you have the most accurate, sensitive scale on the planet under that person's bed. When the person expires and dies, a certain number of grams leave, and therefore the weight gets lighter. Based on that fact, let's consider that you are a spiritual being. You are an energy being, which has mass and weight. And when the body dies, you leave the body. Since you leave the body and you have weight, then the scale would show that weight left the body. So let's consider this. You are a spiritual being. You are an energy being. You're virtually pure vibration, pure energy. You yourself have what's called a pure frequency. It is the purest, the most perfect. Every single person has a unique vibration, a unique frequency. It's different for every single person, but it's perfect. And your frequency of who you are is perfectly tuned into your DNA vibration. This is why you happen to be in the body that you have. Every person is different. By the way, the size of the being of who you are is the same. So there's no difference between whether you're black or white, yellow, red, Asian, Japanese, Chinese, Argentinian, Chilean, Mexican, American, Norwegian, English. There is no difference. because every one of you is a spiritual being which vibrates perfectly, and that vibration is perfectly tuned into the physical body you're in. There is complete congruency there. That's why you're in the body you're in. There is congruency. If you were in somebody else's body, you would have no congruency, and it would be a miserable existence. Your vibration is pure. Now, the next thing to consider is this. So number one, there's a physical body. Number two, you are an energy being in the physical body. Next, and here's where we have some challenges as well. This is the next kind of piece of the puzzle. You have a mind. Your mind is energy as well. It's not who you are. You as an energy being has a mind. You have this mind. When you as an energy being want to think a thought or create something in your life, which is what you as an energy being is designed to do. You're at the leading edge of creation. All beings that are in bodies, you're here to create and manifest and expand the universe. So as you create by sending out a vibration. The mechanism on which this works is you as a spiritual being have a thought or desire. The mind then transfers that thought to the brain, which then broadcasts it. So that's the mechanics. You initiate the desire. Your mind then transmits this desire to the brain, which creates a thought, which sends it out. So that's the mechanics. But we have one challenge here. Because there are three pieces, body, energy, being, you, and mind, what happens when there's some incongruency? What happens when things happen in life and you have some emotional pain or physical pain? What happens when you have some challenges, when your lover leaves you and you're devastated, somebody files for divorce, your child gets killed in an automobile accident, your dog gets hit by a car, you lose your job, you have to file bankruptcy, you have an investment that goes sour, your best friend stabs you in the back? What happens when you're young and your classmates laugh at you because you accidentally peed your pants? What happens when all the things that go through our life, all the emotional upsets, the challenges, the dramas, the situations, what happens? In some cases, the negative situation, the painful, emotional, painful situation gets trapped or encapsulated in the mind. Vibrating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you are consciously aware of it or not. So in your mind, you have thoughts vibrating 24/7. Some of you have good thoughts, wins, victories that you're thinking about that are encapsulated as well. But generally, they are not encapsulated. Generally, the only thing that is stuck or trapped in the mind are the negative vibrations, the things you don't want to happen. So now, let's look at the whole picture, since all the pieces are there. You have a body. The DNA vibrates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's vibrating. Now, you have your brain. It's sending out vibrations based on what you're thinking. You're consciously thinking. It's sending out vibrations. Next, you have who you are, you, the energy being, with a pure, perfect vibration, which is in line with your DNA of the body. No problem there. All good. And now you have your mind, which has trapped negative vibrations. So now when you have a desire, when you have a new desire and you broadcast it, maybe that new desire is not congruent with your DNA. Maybe that new desire is not congruent with your mind, with the trapped vibrations. You don't feel good. You have fears, doubts, insecurities. You have worries. You have challenges. And now you have a stuck pattern. You're not getting what you want, and then the cycle momentum goes downward. Now, some people may ask, by the way, you said the spiritual being, the energy being that I am, that vibration is perfectly attuned with my DNA, and you said the DNA will change. How does that affect who I am? If who I am vibrates perfectly with my DNA, if I change my DNA vibration, isn't that going to be incongruent? No. Pure vibration, the vibration that you are at, which is clean, which is unencumbered, which is the purest of the pure, and everyone's vibration is slightly different, it blends perfectly with upping vibration of DNA. It won't blend perfectly with downgrading vibration of DNA, which is why in some instances you have an incredibly blessed person, comes from a wealthy family whose DNA is vibrating great, and then they get caught up into drugs, and their DNA, based on their thoughts, starts going in the opposite direction. Now they're not congruent with who they are, and they wind up committing suicide. But if your DNA is going up, if you're raising the level of your vibration of your DNA, you, the spiritual being, the energy being, loves that, because it's all about expanding. It's all about becoming better. That's what our existence is. So yes, you can change your DNA vibration, and yes, you can change it downward, you can lower that vibrational frequency, or you can raise that vibrational frequency, which we've done through levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. When it raises, you also raise as well, because you, the spiritual being, the energy being, will go up with the DNA increase or the rising of the vibration of the DNA. And you feel even better. That's why when people go through levels 1, 2, 3, and 4, they say, I feel bigger. I feel more powerful. Because you are. You actually got more powerful. You actually got, quote, bigger, because your vibration was raised. When you raise it at the DNA level first, then you get raised up with it. This is exciting. It's exciting. So we have the body, we have the brain, the body has a DNA. Basically, that handles two things. A, the physical look of who you are, and B, what it's vibrating 24/7, which is generally what you're attracting. You have the brain, which can broadcast any frequency it wants. Your brain is wired differently. You can't change the wiring, by the way. That's who you are. Then you have the mind. The mind controls the brain, but the mind also has trapped frequencies. Some can be positive, but generally they are negative. The trapped frequencies that are there are unconscious, and they're broadcasting 24/7, bringing negative stuff into your system. So these are the basic things at this point. So I want to make sure you completely understand where we are before we go on to the next level.